Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. On continuing on the topic, when daughters become sons, I came from Numbers chapter 27, which speaks concerning the five sons, the five daughters of Zelophehad, who came unto Moses and said, "Listen, Moses, our father died not according to the sins of Korah, but he died for his own sin, but he died not having any sons." And they said to Moses, "Give unto us our father's inheritance." Now, as it was encoded in the law of Israel that only a son could receive an inheritance, because a daughter, she gets married, she is taken into the house of another, and she's concerned with building and continuing the house of her husband, while a son is concerned with building his father's house. But these daughters came to Moses. These daughters took on the heart, the spirit, the mind, and the posture of a son. And they came to Moses because they were concerned about their father's house and say, "Give us an inheritance." And of course, Moses went to the Lord, inquired of the Lord. And the Lord said to him that the five daughters of Zelophehad, they speak right. Now, five is a number of grace. So even in death, God extended grace to Zelophehad concerning the continuing of his house by amending the law for his daughters to receive their inheritance, their father's inheritance, to continue his house. Many years ago, I was born in Jamaica, and I lived in Jamaica until I was about 8 years old, and I migrated to Canada. And 32 years after, for the first time, I went back to Jamaica. And when I went back to visit Jamaica, I met my dad and my siblings and my sisters for the first time. And one of my sisters said to me that she asked her husband, she said, "When our first son is born, can we give him the name of our father so my father's name will still remain in the earth after he's gone?" And she said to me, "Now that you're here, I don't have to do that." Now, even though my sister, even though she was a daughter by gender, but she postured her heart, her mind, and her concern for our father's house, so much so that she wanted to name her first son after my father's house. That is the perfect example of a daughter, even for a moment, becoming a son and showing concern for her father's house. And of course, when I went to Jamaica, visited my family, met my dad for the first time. When I'd migrated to Canada, I had taken on the name of my adopted father. But after going back to Jamaica and meet my dad and meet my siblings for the first time, I decided it was time to return to my father's house. So when I went back home to the States, I went through the legal process. I went through the legal process of changing my name back to my original last name, which is my father's name. And now I again had the name of my father's house, and my son had the name of my father's house, and my whole family had the name of my father's house. So now, and my father passed this month, makes 1 year, but my father passed knowing that his name has been restored, and that his house will continue even after he is gone. the house of God in this context speaks of the will, the purpose, and plan of God. It speaks of his presence and his glory. We read in the scripture concerning Saul. Saul became king, the first king of Israel. And Saul ruled over Israel for 40 years. And it was during Saul's reign that the ark of God, which represented the glory of God and the presence of God, was taken from Israel. And throughout Saul's whole 40-year reign, Saul showed no concern for his father's house. He showed no concern for the presence and glory of God that would move him to go and to seek out and to return the glory of God back to Israel, because he had no concern for his father's house. But we see a young man by the name of David. After David came to the throne, his first assignment was to return the glory of God, to return the Ark of the Covenant of God back to Israel, which represented the glory and the presence of God. But the sad thing, then now, after David returned the Ark of God's presence back to Israel, and he placed it in a tent, which became known as the Tabernacle of David. And one day David sat in his house and said to himself, "Here I am dwelling in my royal palace, dwelling in my royal estate, while the presence of God dwell in tents." And David was so concerned about his father's house, so concerned about the presence and glory of God, that he sought to build a permanent abiding place for God's presence. And God spoke to Nathan the prophet at night and said, "Go and tell David, he shall not build me a house, but I shall raise up his son to build me a house." So we see here David was concerned about pursuing God's interest, because that's what sons do. They pursue their father's interest. Well, David was concerned about pursuing his father's interest, Saul was consumed and concerned about pursuing David, that he might kill him. So my question to you is, what is it you are pursuing after that has caused you to not be concerned about your father's house, that has caused you not to be concerned about God's will, God's purpose, God's plan, and God's presence and God's glory? What are you pursuing after, like Saul, that has distracted you from being concerned about your father's house? I read in a few years ago in this magazine concerning there were some rivers in the United States that was only producing male fish. It was not producing any female. As a matter of fact, this river was converting male fish into female fish. And they decided to look into this matter, to find out, why is it that this river is only producing male fish, is only producing female fish and no male fish? And they decided to look into the matter, and they found out that pharmaceutical companies were discarding their pharmaceutical and toxic waste in the river, and that other factories were dumping their sewage into the river. And with all this toxicity that was in the river, it messed with the biology and it messed with the DNA of the fish, whereby male fish, they were really being converted into female fish, and there was no male fish being produced. My question to you, my other question to you is, what is it that you've allowed to be poured into your spirit that is causing or that is preventing your sonship from coming forth? What is it? What toxicity? Is it jealousy? Is it envy? Is it pride? Is it vainglory? What is it that you're allowing the enemy? What toxicity are you allowing the enemy to pour into your spirit that is preventing your spiritual biology, that is preventing your spiritual DNA to bring forth the sonship of God that he has placed in you? What is it that is preventing you from coming forth? We can look at a few things here. Jesus was the perfect pattern and model of a true son. One of the things that would prevent us from coming forth in our sonship is immaturity. Paul says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a matured man, when I became a matured son, I put away childish things. When I was young, after growing up and maturing, my mom or my dad didn't have to take away my Tonka toy from me. They didn't have to take away my G.I. Joe from me. They didn't have to take away my Lego blocks from me. Why? Because as I grew and matured, I outgrew those things and cast those things off to cause me to come forth and mature and develop into a full-grown man. The scripture says that Jesus grew in stature and wisdom and in favor with both God and man. So one of the things that can prevent our sonship from coming forth is immaturity. The second thing that could cause a sonship from coming forth is lacking the mind of Christ. In Philippians chapter 2, after speaking to the Philippians concerning, you know, looking out for one another, being concerned with one another, preferring your brother above yourself, not seeking out vainglory, then Paul said to them, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, though being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant. So the second thing, again, that can hinder our sonship from coming forth is that we lack the mind of Christ. And in lacking the mind of Christ, we're more concerned about our reputation. We're more concerned about our agenda. We're more concerned about our goals and our ambition instead of following the pattern and model of Jesus as a true son and being concerned about your father's house. Because when sons are concerned about their father's house, then the father, they can build and they can continue the father's house in perpetuity. God bless you and go in this thy might. We pray that you are blessed by the word today. You may contact Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry, home of the Empowerment Zone, at 772-323-8890. If you would like to support this program, you may donate by using Cash App, $DWImpact, or Zelle GCrumby at divinewordimpact.org. Join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. right here at WCNO 89.9 FM. Be blessed and go in this thy might.